No. It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, Lil Boo Thing, Paul Russell, 832, 194, Morning Playhouse. So over the past couple of years, there have been a lot of people that have maybe changed lines of work, either by choice or because they just wanted to, because they saw a good opportunity. Well, Forbes magazine followed some of these people that weren't at that next job very long, and they're like, okay, what happened when you started that you're like, this one sucks, I don't want to be here? And what they put together is a list of signs you should have never taken the job. Now, you probably can guess, I'm going to say, have you ever experienced something like this where you walked into a new workplace and fairly quickly you're like, oh, this job's not for me? That question at 237, it's text 35270, but here's some of the things that people told Forbes magazine. One guy said, I barely got there on the first day and there was just a vibe. I could tell it was very negative. The people weren't welcoming and I was shocked I didn't feel it on the interview. Though to be fair, they met me in a meeting room and didn't introduce me to anybody. I should never took the job. So they just could feel the vibe, the negativity. That's that person. How sad would that be? You're all excited for day one.
But do you also think that's like first day nerves and you're the new person? So everyone, of course, is looking at you. Like that one, I would almost stick out a little longer.
Somebody else said that all the coworkers there seemed to hate their job. And it was people that I'd actually met on the interview process and they'd put on a face. But once I was there, they let it all out. Great. You're all miserable here.
Yeah.
It's great to be your coworker. Somebody else says, I knew that job wasn't for me when the job description that I got and what I was actually doing every day didn't seem to be the same job. Surprise.
Yeah, what?
The boss is unattainable and someone I could never actually talk to and didn't seem to want to talk to me, seemed annoyed when I went into the office.
That's terrible.
That would be a problem. The coworkers didn't get along, and nobody around seemed to know the company's policies or where to find them.
How? Anyone?
Yeah, no, I guess not. And another person said everything they told me in the interview turned out to be fraudulent, but didn't really expand. So did you ever start a new job and then you realize this isn't for me? Maybe you've heard us do before, it's a relationship segment, but it's I knew it was over when, and it's about when you knew a romance was done. This is kind of like when you knew it was over when with a workplace. There's just that thing that you knew, I got to get out of here. You ever had that with a workplace? Hopefully not here.
So when I was done with school and I was waiting to get hired here, we were going through the interview process and everything. I was working at a small town radio station. I was a bartender. And I was working at a tanning place.
Mm-hmm.
The tanning place was probably the job where I was like, this should not be my job. During the interview, they were like, what is, like, how do they word it? You're like, your negative quality, or what's the nice way you say that?
Like a weakness, maybe? Yeah, like, what's your greatest strength? What's your greatest weakness?
What would be your weakness when it comes to this position? And it hit me right there that I am a pale redhead who does not tan. Why am I getting a job at a tanning salon?
It's true.
I was only doing it because a lot of my friends worked there and I knew I was basically getting the job. I just had to go through the process. And I was like, probably the fact that I literally can't use the tanning beds. However, I do enjoy spray tans. And that was, I think, good. Okay, she'll do the spray tans. And then people would come in. They were asking me questions about how many minutes they should go. And I'm like, well, I can only last like 2 minutes. And like this girl who looks like she lives in Florida, I'm like, you probably could go for so long. And then at the tanning place, people just do weird things in there. People would go to the bathroom in trash cans or on the tanning bed. It could get kind of gross. So
what?
Like I've had people who have, like, you've had to call the police because they've been on like drugs and they'll come tan and they fall asleep in there and the door's locked so you can't go in there. Tanning place, we should talk to some of the tanning businesses in the area and tell them to tell us their craziest stories with customers.
Confessions from the tan salon.
Yes.
Okay.
And but then I was like, that moment though, when they asked me my weakness, should have been like, I probably shouldn't have worked here, but I still did it. And then I was like, why did I take this job?
Doesn't everybody just say the same thing? Isn't there's a few cliche things that are supposed to come out of your mouth that everybody goes, good answer. Like, we've never heard it before. Well, I guess my greatest weakness is I'm kind of a workaholic. I just work too hard. I just care too much. Like, that's the crap you say. Don't say anything else.
I knew I was basically getting the job. I had two jobs already. I was just trying to make as much money as possible before I moved up to Fargo.
I guess my greatest weakness is I tend to steal from cash registers.
Okay, I didn't say that.
Well, thanks for coming. What was that sign that the job just wasn't for you? You kind of just were like, yep, this is no, not where I belong. 237, it's text 35270 for the Playhouse. Playhouse in the morning, Y94. What was that moment you knew? Oh, the workplace you're in is just not for you. You got to get out of there. Did you have that moment where you're like, this is the wrong job for me?
I took an administrative assistant job after college. I was looking to make more money. And one of the male bosses came up one day and asked me to order him a quote-unquote box file.
A what now?
And he was like, you know, a box file. And I was like, I do not know what a box file is. What is a box file? And then he points to the desk, and it's apparently two drawers. It's like the sliding drawers, and then like the box, so those are the two boxes, and then the file is like the bigger drawer that you can actually hang like filing folders.
I can't decide if he's just saying weird terms or if that's actually what that's called.
Apparently the industry term for it, and I didn't know what that meant, and it was like a bad game of who's on first, and I was like, yeah, this is not the correct situation for me. I am not meant to be here. I don't know that anyone is meant to be here.
So you're out of that now? You're doing something different?
Yeah, I'm a real estate agent.
Oh, you must use a lot of box files. You know what? I Googled it. That is, there are things called that. I didn't know that either. You learn something new every day.
I still don't understand it.
It's a file cabinet.
Okay.
it's a file cabinet.
That's all it is. Why is that the name?
Could have just said, could you get me some out of the file cabinet,
please?
Yeah, the
file cabinet.
Order me a file cabinet. We've seen some moments they knew the job was not for them.
Yeah, someone said, I was working in retail, and at first I really did like it the first couple of weeks. But after about a month, it reached the stage when I would get home, and rather thinking, well, at least that's over for today, I was thinking, oh, I got to go back there tomorrow. Another person said, while I was in college, I was working at a call center for a few days, and it just felt so dirty. It felt like it was I was scamming people, and that was not okay. And someone else said, I once had a job, and on the first day, we ended up having a meeting about downsizing. And everyone not there for at least a year would be gone within the month. I don't understand why they even hired me.
That's a nice first day.
Why?
Okay, well, cool. I'm going to just go ahead and call my old job back now.
You're like, why did I even come in for this?
What was that moment you realized that this job is not for me?
The first day when the boss slapped me on the ass.
Okay, that's not generally good.
I mean, it's kind of good because it was a woman, but she was way, way, way too old for me. Not my thing.
And that's when you're like, okay, well, hopefully I didn't delete that Word doc with my resume on it.
I mean, it's a good story to tell, I guess.
That it is, and we appreciate you for it. What was that moment you knew, yeah, this job's probably not for me?
So I used to work at a overnight grocery store, and suddenly this was in the pre-Rona times, and having to deal with a dude at about 3 a.m. in the bathroom. He was he had about 6 bottles of mouthwash in the bathroom. He was getting drunk on the mouthwash.
Oh, yep. Of course he was. 3 a.m. at the grocery store.
Yeah, and so having to, you know, tell my lead, hey, so there's a dude in the bathroom right now, and there's bottles of mouthwash all over the floor. And he's like, bottles of mouthwash? And, you know, he didn't put it together. I didn't put it together. But, yeah, having to deal with the people show up at a grocery store at 3 a.m.
Yeah, boy, those were the times. Like, not your situation specifically, but, man, I still wish that you could do that and just roll up and get some food at 2 in the morning.
I miss 24-hour grocery store. I used to love going super, super late at night. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Like, that is one of the things, because it was pandemic times. Like, that just never really came back, and I miss that. There's things that just disappeared under the guise of the pandemic, whether it is that. Is Walmart's not open all night anymore either,
no,
is
nowhere
it?
Nowhere is.
And then do you remember, because they made like a deal about it. It was like an announcement. Do you remember when they did all day breakfast at McDonald's?
Gone.
And it just kind of quietly went away. That brought so much joy to my life to have like a 2 p.m. McMuffin. And it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, that one was kind of hushed and we're not getting that back. The grocery store one, I truly miss. It doesn't affect me as much working mornings now. I'm not out shopping at Walmart at midnight. But if I needed to, I liked the idea that it was there.
You swing in on your way here, though.
That's true.
Right? There's not a lot of places you can do that anymore.
Like, nowhere. And I don't think it's ever coming back. I don't think it's worth it for them to keep stay open. They're not getting that much business.
Well, and to find the people, they can't find people for during the day half the time. Yeah. Is there any other signs the job is not for them?
Yeah, someone said, I was told in advance that when I got to my first day, my trainer would be there when I arrived. Well, first day, I go there at the time I'm supposed to be there. I stood around waiting for a bit. Finally, the trainer shows up 15 minutes late, showing me how to clock in and everything. And then he lectured me that it's only my first day and I was already clocking in late. I was here early. You were the one that's late. And someone else said, I was shadowing someone and this guy had so much responsibility. He was stressing out, couldn't handle everything on his plate. Then a week later, the owner asked me, are you understanding it, getting a hang of the work? And he said, I'm training for that guy's position. Let us know when you're ready and we'll give him his notice. I quit on the spot.
Yeah. Hey, you know that guy that seems miserable? You're going to have his
job. That's you.